put it lengthwise, and that's about a, that's a good 8 inches, isn't it?
Oh yeah, 10 inches.
And you drive sharp on one end, flat on the top, and you drive that down.
Drive it in there.
And it's got and a wood, you, a wood handle, and you just work it over.
That's right.
I see.
That's the way you make boards.
Well, I'm glad I saw that. I never.
Well, I thought
I've heard that word, but I never understood.
I thought that would be interesting.
That is. That sure is.
That's something my granddaddy used to make monuments. Not my granddaddy. He had a brother was a doctor, and he'd tell his brother, says, "You kill him, and I'll put the monuments over. You kill him, and I'll put up the monuments over." And that's the square he used when he made monuments.
See.
He died when he was 77 years old, and I'm satisfied that's, well, he died when I was just a little boy. I don't remember ever seeing him, and I'm 85.
So that's at least 100.
It's over 100. I don't know how much more. And he went to California and dug gold.
He did.
He did.
In 49?
49.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir. I've heard my daddy tell it lots of times. He said some of the boys are too darn lazy to dig gold. And while they was cooking breakfast, I've dug $50 worth of gold.
Sorry.
While the other boys cooking breakfast. I believe they took a time about cooking breakfast.
Mm-hmm. Then he came back to Mississippi.
Come back. Oh, let's see. He was a Canadian.
I see.
And he was born in Montreal, Canada.
Hmm.
And he comes to the United States, South Carolina. And my daddy was born in Georgia.
Oh, I see. In fact, I was going to ask you about that. Then when did your father come to Mississippi?
I just couldn't tell you that.
From Montreal to South Carolina to Georgia? Mississippi.
He come to Georgia and was born in Georgia. They moved to Georgia and he was born in Georgia and then he come from Georgia to Mississippi.
Mm-hmm. Was your father a farmer also?
Oh yeah. That's all he knows is farming.
Mm-hmm. And your mother was housewife?
Housewife and helped make the living on the farm.
Mm-hmm.
She did too.
And your parents, did they come from Mississippi or where did they?
They came from Tennessee.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
My grandparents. Well, my grandfather was born in Tennessee. Well, my grandmother was too. My grandmother was Irish. My grandfather was.
My grandmother was on the side, full-blooded Irish.
Hmm.
My mother was born in Tennessee.
That's why I got this red head.
I see. And the grandfather was
he's a Canadian.
He'd be a Canadian.
He was a Canadian.
Mm-hmm.
And his wife was Irish.
And I suppose he came from England.
Well, I don't know about that. I couldn't tell you that. Mm-hmm. And talking about the red hair, I hated red hair.
You did.
I always said, when I marry, I'm going to marry a black-headed woman. I'm not going to marry no redhead.
Uh-huh.
And I went right ahead and married a redhead. Don't ever say, I won't do this and I won't do that, so you're liable to do it.
I won't do it. Huh? Well, I suppose that's why both of you got along so well. You're both redheaded, huh?
Well, maybe so.
Well, thanks ever so much. I'm glad, especially that